Dr. Pesky dictating, Amen, William Babylonia, B-A-B-I-L-O-N-I-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Babylonia as described in my report of 7-17-20. Pretty is now a 48-year-old male who recalls he was injured at work on 10-10-17, working in construction. But as a result, he believes he injured his lower back, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to problems with his L4 and L5 vertebrae. Period, he states he did undergo surgery on the lower back. Period, since evaluated here, he had additional injections with no help, but he also was treated psychologically by Dr. Boda, B-O-D-A. Period, he completed his course of active treatment last year. Period, new paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Babylonia received an order approving settlement on 2-12-21. Period, he then reopened his claim. Period. Medical records show he underwent a lumbar MRI on 4-12-22 at the referral of Dr. Momi, M-O-M-I. Period is compared to a lumbar MRI of 8-24-21. Period, insert those results here. He also was seen in the office by Dr. Momi on 4-19-22 to review the imaging. Period. In light of it, he wrote, notably, he recounted a motor vehicle accident that occurred on 1-8-18 and was not mentioned to Dr. Momi previously. It resulted in right shoulder pain but did not increase or change his lower back or lower extremity symptoms at all. Period. Dr. Momi made those statements when he saw the petitioner in 2018. Period. He now referenced the new lumbar MRI. Period. He still recommended sacroiliac joint injections and lumbar facet joint injections. Period. He was referred for physical therapy in the meantime. Period. New paragraph. On 6-1-22, he underwent pain management evaluation by Dr. Pulser, P-O-L-C-E-R. Period. He then performed bilateral sacroiliac joint injections on 6-8-22. Period, facet joint injections bilaterally were administered on 11-9-22. Period, follow-up with Dr. Pulser continued through at least 10-19-22, which is the last progress that we have. Period. At that point, he was approved for facet injections. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There was healed old irregular scar about the left shin, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. Motion of the hips was full without crepitus, but bilateral internal and external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period, motion of the knees and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a limp on the right, using a cane in the right hand. Period, he was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period, he changed position slowly and could squat and rise. Period, inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars consistent with his surgery. Period, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 55 degrees and extended to 20 degrees. Period, bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. produced tendinitis palpation at the lumbosacral junction. Period supine straight leg raises maneuver on the right at 65 degrees and left at 60 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Impressions. On 10-10-17, William Babylonia was injured at work, as marked in my prior report. Period since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period, he returned to the care of Dr. Momi, who had him undergo a repeat MRI on 4-12-22. Period, this did not show substantive progression for the worse. Period, he submitted to sacroiliac joint and then facet joint injections from Dr. Pulser. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be variable range of motion at the lumbar spine. Period, supine straight leg raise maneuvers did not elicit any radicular complaints below the knees. Period, neural tension signs were negative. Period, he had full range of motion of the thoracic spine. Period, my opinions relative to permanency and causation will be marked from my prior report and inserted here.